We'll look at economic uncertainty given the announcement of the impeachment investigation. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Investors typically don't like uncertainty, and when the bulletins hit screens yesterday afternoon that the House of Representatives is launching a presidential impeachment investigation, the S&P 500 got down by nearly 1.5%. It recovered some to close down 0.8%. The Dow closed down 142 points, 0.5% yesterday. History isn't clear on how impeachment proceedings and near impeachments affect markets in the economy. The Nixon mess during Watergate came at a time of oil shocks, inflation, and other factors. The Clinton proceedings after Monica Lewinsky had no clear medium-term effect on, for instance, the S&P 500. Well, what about this time? Dean Baker is senior economist for the Center for Economic and Policy Research. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
So the market had its instant reaction to the news of an impeachment inquiry yesterday. But what do you think about the economy as a whole? How do you even start to frame an answer to a question like that?
Well, I think it actually is likely to pose a problem for the economy, given the Trump administration. The major weakness in the economy, and this has been widely talked about, is uncertainty, largely stemming from Trump's trade war, that he's been imposing tariffs, and not just doing it in orderly fashion. He's been doing this in a seemingly arbitrary fashion, and you're welcome to give him credit for having some underlying strategy, but the fact is no one knows what that is. So that means that companies are holding off on investment. And insofar as their fears of a recession, I think they're overblown, but insofar as their fears of recession, it's a result of a fall off in investment from uncertainty. And that's likely to get worse in this impeachment environment.
Because you don't know which way it's going. You don't know how much the administration's power might or might not erode, depending on which way this goes.
Well, and also you don't know what sort of arbitrary actions he might take. And one of the points I've talked to other people about this, if you contrast Trump with Clinton, Clinton had well-established people in the key economic positions. You're welcome not to like everything they did. I certainly didn't like everything they did. But they didn't need constant guidance from President Clinton on what they should be doing. In the case of Trump, he doesn't have any prominent economic figures. He doesn't have a head of the Council of Economic Advisors. The head of his National Economic Council is a TV personality. You have Mnuchin at Treasury, who clearly defers to Trump. So the idea that the administration can move on as Trump is obsessed fighting impeachment, that doesn't seem plausible.
President Trump has promised a number of times, without many details, a, quote, very inspirational tax cut ahead of the 2020 elections. Do you think this impeachment inquiry affects that calculation?
Well, it was pretty much almost inconceivable he'd get another major tax cut through Congress. It's not that Congress would necessarily, I'm here, I'm thinking of the Democratic House, that they would necessarily oppose any tax cut, but they would insist on it being relatively progressive. And Trump agreeing to a progressive tax cut and getting the Republicans' consent to go along, that seemed very, very unlikely even prior to impeachment, but as it stands now, almost inconceivable.
Dean Baker, senior economist, Center for Economic and Policy Research. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on.
While headlines about politics and trade are coming fast and furiously, market players these days don't have fresh news about actual profits and losses. Here's Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors.
A lot for markets to process, but all things that aren't very concrete. So there's no real data behind it. It's just news flow and headlines. And the market's going to react to that because the market has nothing else to pay attention to. Markets are really waiting for actual data. And that happens in 2 to 3 weeks when we start to hear companies report earnings and we get to hear CEOs talk about how they're feeling about their businesses.
We're also covering news that the controversy over vaping helped scuttle merger talks between two tobacco giants, Altria and Philip Morris International. Altria owns more than a third of the electronic cigarette company Juul, which today replaced its CEO, announced a restructuring that could mean layoffs there, and said it's suspending all of its advertising as public health officials look into the mysterious illnesses associated with vaping. Marketplace helps you stay sharp on crucial matters related to business, the economy, and money. And to help you do some numbers of your own, you can get your very own Marketplace Pencil Pack when you become a Marketplace investor today. It's a set of 6 pencils, each stamped with a favorite Marketplace quote, yours for a donation of just $5 a month. Support public service journalism and get your pencil pack today at marketplace.org. And thank you. Peloton does fancy exercise bikes at home that stream lots of content to keep riders motivated. The company's stock hits the public markets tomorrow at a time some other big tech initial stock offerings, I'm thinking Lyft, Uber, hit turbulence. Now, Peloton faces another challenge. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports that the content it streams on those bikes often relies on music the company may not own.
Peloton makes most of its money by selling upscale exercise bikes, but its hook is the workout classes users can stream.
Oh, yes!
Hit songs set the mood, and instructors and users at home pedal to the beat.
4, 3, 2, 1, let's go!
But since March, Peloton has been embroiled in a lawsuit with music publishers over its use of more than 2,000 tracks. Song rights are a complex beast. Multiple owners can hold different licenses to the same song, and the plaintiffs claim Peloton didn't secure the right ones.
It's actually much worse than just who do you have to pay.
Music attorney Jeff Becker says because Peloton is syncing the music to a video, it's no different than clearing music for a movie.
No one has to put their music into a film of any kind if they don't want to.
A given song could have 5 or more writers, and a 45-minute workout class could have a dozen songs. The company didn't respond to an interview request, but in its IPO filing, Peloton calls the expense and uncertainty of claiming licenses one risk to shareholders. I'm Ben Bradford from Marketplace.
I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. APM, American Public Media.